This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. Recent storms have battered the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta coast and dumped many feet of snow all over. Some are saying this is more snow than they've seen in decades. KYUK's Greg Kim reports on where all that snow is coming from and whether the region might expect heavy snowfalls in the future.
Blizzards and deep snow have made traveling around Bethel more dangerous recently. Last week, Bethel Search and Rescue engaged in 4 searches for overdue travelers. One woman from Kosigluk was found dead just south of Bethel. The others made it home safely. BSAR President Mike Riley said that in all 4 instances, heavy snow was a factor.
With the recent searches we had, they didn't anticipate this much snow on the tundra, on the trails. And they burnt all their gas up because of plowing through snow, pulling a heavy load, and they weren't able to travel anymore.
He commended one of the travelers who, after getting stuck, dug a hole in the snow, covered himself with a tarp, and remained close to his snow machine until BSAR members found him. Riley said the fresh snow was 3 feet deep in many areas on the tundra. Like several other people KYUK talked to, he said he hasn't seen this much snow around Bethel in decades.
We haven't seen this for about since the mid-90s, 2000s. We haven't had this much snow fall for quite some time.
There are no official measurements for the snow depth in Bethel. The National Weather Service stopped measuring snowfall there in 2018. However, Alaska climate scientist Rick Toman says that more snow would make perfect sense given the Earth's warming climate.
Why? Well, the average temperature in Bethel is way below freezing in the winter, right? And so just because it warms, say, on average 5 degrees, it's still more than cold enough for snow. In the wintertime, where are we getting moisture from for snow? Mostly from the oceans. And we know the oceans are warming. That means there's more evaporation.
Toman says the southern Bering Sea has been 1 to 3 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than average this year. To summarize, warmer ocean temperatures lead to more evaporation, which then becomes more precipitation than normal. Toman says that big winter storms with heavy snowfall could become more common in the YK Delta and other parts of Alaska in the future. But with the warming climate, he says that comes with a few caveats.
There will almost surely will be more rain events in the future in winter, and on average, getting snow in October, say, in Bethel, will become much less common. And same, you know, maybe in November.
This winter in Bethel has been 1.5 degrees warmer than the historical 30-year average. It's unclear how extra snow during the winter will impact flooding along the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers in the spring. National Weather Service hydrologist Selena Van Breiklin says there's up to 50% more snow than normal in the mountains near the headwaters of the Kuskokwim. But she says whether that causes more flooding this year will depend on how fast the snow melts.
So if we have a quick warm-up, that means that the snow is going to melt before the ice in the river has a chance to degrade, which is going to increase our chances for breakup flooding.
In April, Van Breiklin expects to have better flood predictions based on a more accurate assessment of the season's snowpack and temperatures during the river breakup. Heavy snowfall is not all doom and gloom, though. Many people like Chivak Elder and longtime teacher of Chupik culture, John Pingayak, welcome the snow.
When there's a lot of snow, there's always a positive effect on our subsistence way of life.
While deep, fresh snow can be difficult to travel on, Pingayak said oftentimes after it snows, a south wind brings moisture from the ocean and wets the snow. Once the wet snow freezes, he said the tundra becomes a smooth surface.
And then it's like a roadway that'll keep the hunters safer on the land, on the tundra.
And he said the snow will have lasting impacts that linger past winter and spring. He said the extra snow will help water the tundra and provide for an abundance of berries this summer. Berry pickers will be glad to hear then there are more snow showers forecast for much of the YK Delta this weekend. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
In mushing news, Bethel's dog mushing daughter, Victoria Hardwick, has been having a tough year on the Iditarod. The runs have been good, but she ran into a tree on the steps going over the Alaska Range and broke her sled. She patched it together as best she could to get to McGrath, where she had another sled waiting for her. Hardwick says her team has been running well despite the mishap with the sled. In basketball, basketball is back in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The Lower Yukon School District and Chivac's Gashunamiut School District are allowing students back in the gym, and some teams are even traveling out of the region for games. KYUK's Greg Kim reports.
As of Monday, all schools within the Lower Yukon School District were reopened. The district is not entirely free of COVID-19. 3 of the 10 villages within LYSD have had COVID-19 cases in the past 2 weeks. But Superintendent Gene Stone said with the low number of cases, the district decided to reopen schools in those communities as well.
We felt that through our conversations with the active cases that they were isolated and that there wasn't, you know, concern at that point.
LYSD is one of the only districts in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta that currently allows students to play basketball. This goes against the recommendations of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Last week, the Lower Kuskokwim School District Board voted unanimously to not allow sports until cases decline further. To support his district's decision, Stone pointed to other school districts in Alaska outside the region that are allowing sports. He said LYSD has thus far avoided any spread of COVID-19 in its schools, using mitigation plans drafted in the fall. Plus, he said the district has instituted a new testing program at each of its schools.
What we're trying to do is make sure that every staff member and student is tested every 2 weeks. It's not mandatory, but we haven't had anybody at this point that I know of that's resisted it. I think people want to know that their kids are safe.
These are antigen tests that LYSD staff administer. On top of safety mitigations, Stone said there's a need for sports activities.
Obviously, basketball is a huge part of these kids' lives, and they love it, and the communities love it.
Stone said the district is taking precautions, which include closing basketball practices to the general public, administering symptom and temperature checks before practices, and requiring masks on the bench or in a huddle. He said the district has not mandated masks in games before, but would do so going forward. The district is also allowing students to travel out of the region for games. Last week, teams from Scammon Bay and Hooper Bay traveled to Point Hope for a basketball tournament that included teams from Glen Allen. Activities coordinator Byron Uluk wrote in a report that the Scammon Bay teams were diverted to Nome on their way home due to weather. Uluk wrote that while in Nome, the Scammon Bay boys team played a game against Unalakleet. Stone said that while traveling, players are staying in their rooms and not mingling with other students outside of the games. And he said they're taking steps to reduce the risk of infecting others when they return.
When the kids return, they return as a cohort, so they're not out in the regular school population. And then after 7 days, if they test negative, then they're fine to return to the regular student activities.
Stone said the district is not participating in wrestling because that sport is riskier with the closer contact of athletes with one another. This weekend, basketball teams from Hooper Bay will face off against Chivac, while Scammon Bay plays Unalakleet. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And in COVID news, this week on March 11th, YKHC reported 11 new COVID-19 cases in the YK Delta. This is KYUK News. I'm Olivia Eberts. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for News YukTune coming up.